My name is Cameron Culver, and I've got the privilege of sharing my testimony with you guys this evening. And I'm just really thankful for this opportunity and what God has done in my life to bring me here today. And I was asked to speak this week because for the past 4 years, my wife and I have served in DC4K, and we chose to serve in that ministry because we're both children of divorce, and it's been a blessing for us, and sharing your kids with us each week has just been really great for me and for my wife, and just as we continue to even work through our own divorces, our own parents' divorce. But my parents got divorced when I was 4 years old, and I have very few memories from before that time. And so growing up, me and my brother lived with my mom, and we traveled to see Dad, and that was just my normal. That arrangement was just what I knew of my parents. And whenever my peers asked me what it was like with divorced parents and how that was, I would always just say, well, I get two Christmases. And that was just me hiding the hurt or the possibility of any negative appearance in my life, and just attempting to put this positive spin on what I was going through and just kind of hiding my feelings. And that two Christmases statement was kind of the start of my defense mechanism, just being able to hide my feelings and using quick wit to just push the attention away from me and not talk about it. My older brother and I lived with our mom after the divorce, and she made sure we always had a church home, and she worked hard to keep things stable. She was up late at night working, and she'd be napping in our doorway while we played. And the first 3 years of my schooling, because of the divorce, we were bouncing around. And so the first 3 years, I was at a different school every year. I hated the change and didn't understand why there had to be a change. And I just wanted consistency and structure, and I really needed consistency and structure. When I was in elementary school in second grade, both of my parents got remarried. And that was kind of began a good stretch where things were stable and consistent, and I was involved in a bunch of activities, and I was just busy. And we went to church, we had Bible study on Wednesdays, and God was definitely a part of my life at that time, and I got baptized during that period and asked God into my life. At that time, though, that to me, that meant Christ died for me. Because I believed in him, I was saved. And that was kind of the end of it. I later realized that I was actually called to have a relationship with Christ and live a life centered on him. As I went through elementary school, through middle school and on to high school, my environments changed, my friends changed, and I changed a lot. I started to feel a void in my life, and I began wanting and searching for acceptance. My relationship with my mom and my stepdad, who I lived with, became more and more troubled as I really pushed back against them and looked for more freedom. And through this, we really often did not see eye to eye, and they didn't know how to communicate with me, nor do I think I would have listened if they tried to point me in the right direction. And I really thought that I needed them to give me more freedom, and I wanted more freedom. And looking back on it, I needed more structure and stability. And as I became old enough to drive, my mom and stepdad began looking for a new church home, and I just stopped going. And at that time, I knew God had sent Christ to die for my sins. I didn't understand what it meant to truly follow him, and not going to church just took something off my to-do list. At that time, I didn't know I was supposed to have a relationship with Christ and live out his teachings. I just saw church as this checkbox, and what I called faith at that time was just occasional prayer. And looking back on it, I've questioned why they allowed me to stop going to church with them and why they just let me kind of step away. And I do know, though, that decision to let me do that has helped me end up where I am today. As I searched for acceptance, the main place I looked for that was towards my peers. During that time, I struggled with depression, low self-esteem. I pushed my parents away. I felt that if everyone at school accepted me, then it would fill the void that I had inside. I always acted like everything was fine and that emotionally I was stable. My parents, they cared enough to ask me how I was doing, but I wouldn't really share my feelings with them. I told them I was fine. They would accept that. They wouldn't push it. And I just kept everything bottled up. At this time in my life, I didn't know what I thought was missing. I just knew there was an emptiness. And because I wanted to be part of anything that could gain me acceptance, I followed wherever my friends led me. In addition, I wanted a girlfriend. I thought that was going to help me fit in and be accepted. And any relationships with girls just helped reinforce my low self-esteem. These relationships, they didn't meet my expectations. They didn't fill in the emptiness I had in. They weren't what I hoped they would be. During this time, I tried everything to, I tried to control everything just on my own without any reliance on God. I thought that I could work through my problems on my own. I didn't need God to see me through. I didn't pursue him. Looking back at how I tried to control everything, my struggles paralleled Isaiah 40:30, which says, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." I needed the God of Matthew 11:28 through 30, which says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." But I chose to try and carry my own burdens instead of giving them to him. At home during high school, I didn't give my parents the respect they deserved. I felt like they didn't understand me or anything I was going through. As a result, we're very prone to clashing, and I really didn't get along with my stepdad, and I just felt like we were opposite personalities. My dad and I had a good relationship, but we never lived in the same city after my parents' divorce, and I just never felt that we were close enough that I could be open with him. And so I had two dads, and I felt like I had none. And when I was going through this struggle of low self-esteem and seeking acceptance, though I had two dads, I didn't feel like I had one that I was encouraged by. As I began my senior year of high school, I met a really good friend whose parents treated me like I was their own child. I immediately felt acceptance at their home and tried to spend as much time there as I could. At the time, I didn't realize what was different about their home, but the family dynamic contrasted what I had grown up in. And reflecting back, I'm able to recognize the difference was the way their actions represented Christ in all that they did and how they shared Christ's love with me. I would spend most of my time outside of school and work at their house, and on weekends, I spent every night there. Every Sunday morning, I'd wake up, and they'd ask me if I wanted to go to church with them. And just, it wasn't no pressure, it was just an offer, and they were consistent with it. And they went every Sunday, and if I was at their house, which was pretty much every Sunday morning, they made sure I knew I was invited to come, and they genuinely wanted me to come with them. I turned them down for months and normally would just head home, go back to sleep, close myself off in my room. And finally, one week I gave in. I accepted their invitation, thinking in the back of my head, it wouldn't hurt to go just once. And my plan was once I had been one time, I could then tell them, you know, thanks, but, you know, I didn't really care for that. I'm not going to go again. And so the fault in my plan was as soon as I got there, I felt immense love and acceptance. And I felt everyone there, including the youth pastor, people that I didn't know at all, were happy that I came and they wanted me to be there. And I don't know that I missed another week until I left for college. And I looked forward every week to church and to building relationships with those Christ followers that I got to know. And I worked to build my personal relationship with God. Throughout that time, I continued to make poor decisions and struggle with confidence and self-esteem, but I was making progress. I still struggled with relationships with the girls and trying to find confidence through acceptance from girls. There were multiple times that I remember telling everyone I was fine and then spending my drives home crying and praying that because I was still searching for something that I couldn't find in this world. One of those times, I called out and asked God to allow me to meet a girl, have a relationship that I felt would help me build confidence in myself. It was one of the first times that I told God, you know, I'm asking for this, but I know you're in control and you've got a plan that's greater than anything I can imagine. And so, you know, I told God I wanted to surrender my circumstances to him, but I wanted this thing from him as well. And I don't know why he answered a high schooler's prayer for a girlfriend, but before I knew it, a girl from church I developed a special friendship with her. She was a great influence at a time that I needed good influences in my life. And she helped push me towards Christ, who loves and accepts me for who I am instead of who I try to be. The way God used my friend, his family, the church, and my girlfriend to model his love helped me make a transition from saying I was a believer to actually being a Christ follower. Ephesians 2:8 is a verse that I really clung to during this time of reconnecting with God, and I still value it a lot today. It states, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God. By grace through faith. I'm thankful that God did not let me question my faith and that he waited patiently for me to realize he was always there for me. I grew up with two earthly fathers, and I grew up missing out on a father's love. They both cared about me more than I gave them credit for at the time, but we didn't connect the way a father and son should. Until I realized that I had a heavenly father that was always looking out for me, I could not find a way to fill the emptiness that I had. As my relationship with Christ grows, my relationship with others continue to grow as well. I was missing the most important relationship in my life, and it clouded how I viewed others. It's easy to look back now and to recognize how much my parents cared for me growing up, even though I didn't give them credit for it at the time. My confidence grew, and it became easier to choose good friends and not seek acceptance from anyone other than God. But because of the work Christ has done in my life, I have confidence now and I'm able to stand here before you tonight and share my story of faith. I would not have been able to do that before. That girlfriend whom God put in my life is now my wife, and she continues to be an incredible influence and constant supporter who I get the joy of spending my life with. We are both children of divorce, and we are so thankful for this ministry and that God continues to show his faithfulness by using our stories to build his hope and healing to children with similar struggles.